There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, it's Eric, welcoming you back to another relaxing episode of Listen to Sleep. Well, our newest rescue pup, Joey, has been with us for almost 8 months now. Hard to believe the time flies so fast. It is just so wonderful watching him relax into all the routines of life here on the mountain. He's just super happy to sleep on the couch next to me when I'm working. And then, when it's time to go for a walk, he gets so excited and starts his husky talk. He has the most adorable woo-woo kind of bark talking that I've ever seen. And I think it comes with his 11% husky heritage. He gets especially chatty when I'm putting on my shoes. And lately, while he's chatting, I've been trying to get him to say, woohoo! He's getting really close. If you want to keep up with our adventures here on the mountain, you can find videos of our walks and other snippets of our life up here when you follow us on Instagram or TikTok at Listen to Sleep. Many of you have been asking for another fantasy story. So this week's original bedtime story is an enchanting tale about a celestial being named Stella, who embarks on a journey to bring peace and comfort to the troubled dreams of Earth's inhabitants. With the help of her loyal companions and the power of the Stardust Lullaby, Stella faces the forces of darkness and despair, ultimately triumphing through the strength of love and the unbreakable human spirit. Do you know that when you support the podcast, you get access to over 400 premium episodes with just the stories and meditations, no ads or introductions? Just click the support Listen to Sleep button on listentosleep.com. And while you're there, don't forget to join my email group, because I'll send you a few great gifts when you do. Just enter your email address at listentosleep.com. There's a link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. Letting go of the day. Feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in. And out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time. Quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Stardust Lullaby. In the vast expanse of the cosmos, where galaxies swirled in an eternal dance, and stars twinkled like diamonds against the velvet backdrop of the universe, there lived a celestial being known as Stella. Born from the very essence of starlight, Stella was a guardian of dreams, tasked with the sacred duty of bringing peaceful slumber to all creatures across the infinite realms. Stella's form was ethereal, a shimmering silhouette that pulsed with the gentle rhythm of a heartbeat. Her luminous hair cascaded down her back like a river of molten silver, and her eyes held the depth and wisdom of a thousand lifetimes. Draped in a gown woven from the gossamer threads of moonbeams, Stella moved through the cosmos with the grace of a ballerina, leaving a trail of stardust in her wake. Each night, as countless worlds turned their faces toward the heavens, Stella began her journey anew. She would gather the stardust that drifted aimlessly through the void, each grain imbued with the power to soothe troubled minds and calm restless hearts. With great care, Stella would cup the shimmering particles in her hands, whispering ancient lullabies that had echoed through the ages. As she traveled from one realm to another, Stella would visit the dreamscapes of those who lay sleeping below. She would sprinkle the enchanted stardust over their weary forms, watching as it settled upon their brows like a gentle kiss. The stardust would seep into their minds, weaving tapestries of tranquility and joy, guiding them through the labyrinth of their own subconscious. For eons, Stella had performed her duties with unwavering devotion, finding purpose and fulfillment in the knowledge that her presence brought comfort to countless souls. She had witnessed the birth and death of stars, the rise and fall of civilizations, and the eternal cycle of life that pulsed through the very fabric of the universe. Yet, as time passed, Stella began to sense a growing unease, a faint whisper, a distant echo that called to her from the depths of the cosmos. It was a voice that spoke of a world in turmoil, a place where the dreams of its inhabitants had grown dark and troubled, plagued by the shadows of fear and despair. Intrigued by this distant call, Stella set forth on a new journey, guided by the tug of an invisible thread that seemed to pull her towards an unknown destination. She traversed the vast expanse of space, passing through nebulae that glowed with the colors of a thousand sunsets, and skirting the edges of black holes that threatened to swallow her whole. As she drew closer to her destination, Stella could feel the weight of the stardust growing heavier in her hands, as though it too sensed the urgency of her mission. The stars around her seemed to pulse with a new intensity, their light growing brighter and more focused, like beacons guiding her towards her destiny. As Stella approached the small blue-green planet, she could sense the turmoil that emanated from its surface. The dreams of its inhabitants cried out for solace and relief, their anguished voices carried on the cosmic winds. With a deep breath, Stella began her descent towards the Earth, her form growing brighter and more radiant with each passing moment. Upon entering the Earth's atmosphere, Stella was greeted by a world in chaos. The skies were filled with the smoke of countless fires, and the land was scarred by the wounds of war and strife. The people of Earth wandered through their days with heavy hearts and troubled minds, their dreams haunted by the specters of their own creation. Stella's heart ached for the suffering she witnessed, and she knew that her mission would be more challenging than any she had faced before. Yet, she remained determined to bring the healing touch of the stardust lullaby to all who needed it. As night fell across the land, Stella began her work. She drifted from one sleeping form to another, sprinkling the enchanted stardust over their troubled brows. The shimmering particles settled upon their skin like a gentle caress, and slowly the lines of worry and fear began to fade from their faces. Stella watched as the stardust wove its magic, guiding the dreamers through the corridors of their own minds. She saw them confront their deepest fears and their darkest secrets, emerging on the other side with a newfound sense of peace and understanding. One by one, the people of Earth began to awaken from their troubled slumber, their eyes bright with the light of renewed hope. They looked to the stars above, feeling a strange sense of connection to the celestial being who had brought them such profound comfort. As the nights passed, Stella continued her work, traveling from one corner of the earth to another. She visited the dreams of kings and beggars, scholars and peasants, young and old alike. No one was beyond the reach of her compassion, and she gave of herself freely, pouring her essence into the stardust that she scattered upon the wind. Yet, even as she brought solace to the people of Earth, Stella could sense a growing darkness on the horizon, a force ancient and powerful that threatened to unravel the very fabric of the universe. It was a darkness that fed upon the fear and despair of all living things, growing stronger with each passing moment. Stella knew that she could not face this darkness alone, and so she began to search for allies among the people of Earth. She sought out those whose hearts were pure and whose minds were open, those who had the courage to stand against the rising tide of darkness. Among them was a young girl named Lyra, whose dreams shone with the brilliance of a thousand suns. Lyra had always felt a strange connection to the stars above, and when Stella appeared to her in a dream, she knew that her destiny was intertwined with that of the celestial guardian. Together, Stella and Lyra began to gather a group of kindred spirits, each possessing unique gifts and abilities that would prove invaluable in the battle to come. There was Orion, a warrior whose strength and courage knew no bounds, and Cygnus, a healer whose touch could mend even the deepest of wounds. As the darkness continued to grow ever closer, Stella and her companions prepared for the fight of their lives. They knew that the fate of the Earth, and perhaps even the entire universe, rested upon their shoulders. But Stella had faith in the power of the Stardust Lullaby, and in the strength of the human spirit. She knew that as long as there were those who dared to dream, there would always be hope for a brighter tomorrow. And so, with the stars as their guide and the stardust as their weapon, Stella and her companions set forth to face the darkness, ready to fight for the dreams of all living beings, and to bring the light of peace to a world in turmoil. As the darkness grew ever closer, Stella and her companions could feel the weight of their destiny pressing down upon them. They knew that the battle ahead would be unlike any they had faced before, and that the fate of the entire universe may well hang in the balance. Lyra, the young girl whose dreams had first drawn Stella to Earth, stepped forward, her eyes shining with determination. "I know that we are facing an enemy that seems insurmountable," she said, her voice steady and clear. "But I also know that we have something that the darkness can never understand. The power of hope and the strength of our dreams." Stella nodded, her own heart swelling with pride at the courage of her young friend. "Lyra is right," she said, turning her face to the others. "The darkness may seem all-consuming, but it is no match for the light that burns within each of us. We must trust in ourselves and in each other if we are to prevail." And so the companions set forth, their hearts filled with a fierce determination to protect the dreams of all living things. They journeyed across the earth, visiting the dreamscapes of those who were most in need of their help. In a small village, on the edge of a vast desert, they encountered a group of children whose dreams had been stolen by the darkness. The children wandered through their days like lost souls, their eyes hollow and their hearts heavy with despair. Stella and her companions knew that they had to act quickly, before the darkness could claim the children's dreams forever. They gathered the children around them, and Stella began to weave the stardust lullaby, her voice soft and soothing, like a gentle breeze. As the shimmering particles of stardust settled upon the children's brows, their eyes began to flutter closed, and they drifted off into a peaceful slumber. Stella and her companions watched over them, guarding their dreams against the encroaching darkness. Within the depths of the children's dreamscapes, they confronted the dark force that had stolen their dreams. It was a creature of pure shadow, with eyes that glowed like embers in the darkness. It lashed out at the companions with tendrils of inky black, seeking to ensnare them in its grasp. But Stella and her companions were not afraid. They fought back with the power of stardust, wielding it like a shining sword against the darkness. They spun through the air, their movements graceful and fluid, as they drove the creature back into the abyss from whence it came. As the last tendrils of shadow disappeared into the void, the children's dreamscapes began to shift and change. The barren landscapes of their minds blossomed with color and life, filled with the wonders of their imagination. The children laughed and played, their hearts filled with a joy that they had never known before. Stella and her companions watched over them for a time, ensuring that their dreams were safe and secure. Then they moved on, ready to bring the light of the Stardust Lullaby to others in need. They traveled to the top of a snowy mountain, where they found a group of climbers huddled together in an icy wind. The climbers' dreams had been frozen by the touch of the darkness, leaving them lost and alone in a world of endless white. Cygnus, the healer, stepped forward, her hands glowing with a soft golden light. She touched each of the climbers in turn, melting the ice that had encased their dreams. As the warmth of her touch spread through their bodies, the climbers' eyes fluttered open, and they looked around in wonder, as if seeing the world for the very first time. Stella and Orion stood watch over the climbers as they made their way down the mountain, ensuring that they were safe and sound. As they walked, Stella could feel the power of the stardust growing stronger within her, pulsing in time with the beat of her heart. She knew that the final battle against the darkness was fast approaching, and that she and her companions would need every ounce of strength and courage they possessed to emerge victorious. But she also knew that they were not alone, and the dreams of all living beings were with them, guiding them forward. And so, with the stardust as their armor, and the love in their hearts as their shield, Stella and her companions pressed on, ready to face whatever challenges lay ahead, and to bring the light of hope to a universe in need. As Stella and her companions journeyed across the earth, they encountered countless dreamscapes in need of their healing touch. They walked through fields of shimmering flowers, their petals dancing in the gentle breeze, and swam through oceans of liquid starlight, their bodies floating on currents of pure energy. In each dreamscape, they confronted the manifestations of the darkness, the twisted creatures born of fear and despair. They battled against serpents with scales of obsidian, their fangs dripping with venom, and against giants made of living shadow, their footsteps shaking the very foundations of the dream world. But no matter how fierce the battles, or how daunting the challenges, Stella and her companions never wavered in their resolve. They fought with the strength of their convictions and the power of their love, knowing that every dream they saved was a victory against the encroaching darkness. As they traveled deeper into the realm of dreams, Stella began to sense a change in the fabric of the universe. The darkness that had once seemed all-consuming was beginning to recede, pushed back by the growing light of the stardust lullaby. But even as hope began to take root in the hearts of the dreamers, Stella knew that their greatest challenge still lay ahead. She could feel the encroaching presence of the dark force that had threatened the universe, its power growing stronger with each passing moment. One night, as Stella and her companions rested beneath a canopy of stars, Lyra approached the celestial guardian, her eyes filled with a quiet determination. "Stella," she said, her voice barely more than a whisper, "I know that the final battle is coming, and I want you to know that I am ready to face it by your side. I may be young, but my heart is strong, and my love for this world and all its dreamers knows no bounds." Stella looked at Lyra, her own heart swelling with pride and affection. She knew that the young girl possessed a courage and a wisdom far beyond her years, and that her presence would be invaluable in the coming fight. "Thank you, Lyra," Stella said, taking the girl's hand in her own. "Your bravery and your love are an inspiration to us all. Together, we will face this darkness and emerge victorious, no matter the cost." As the final battle drew near, Stella and her companions gathered their strength and their resolve. They knew that the fate of the universe rested on their shoulders, and that they could not afford to fail. They journeyed to the heart of the dream world, where the darkness had taken root, spreading its tendrils of despair and fear. The landscape was bleak and barren, the sky above a roiling mass of black clouds. At the center of the darkness stood a towering figure, its form changing and shifting like smoke in the wind. It was the embodiment of all the dark forces that had threatened the universe, the source of all the fear and despair that had plagued the dreamers of Earth. Stella and her companions approached the figure, their hearts pounding in their chests. They knew that this was the moment they had been preparing for, the final battle that would determine the fate of all living things. The figure spoke, its voice a rasping whisper that seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere at once. "You are foolish to challenge me," it said, its eyes glowing with a sickly red light. "I am the darkness that has always been and always will be. I am the void that swallows all hope and all light." But Stella and her companions were not afraid. They stood tall and proud, their faces shining with the light of the Stardust Lullaby. "You are wrong," Stella said, her voice ringing out like a clarion call. "The darkness may seem eternal, but it is no match for the power of dreams and the strength of love. We will fight you with every ounce of our being, and we will prevail." And with that, the final battle began. The darkness lashed out with tendrils of shadow, seeking to ensnare the companions in its grasp. But Stella and her friends fought back with the power of the Stardust, wielding it like a shining sword. They spun through the air, their movements graceful and fluid, and they drove the darkness back with each blow. Lyra's arrows of starlight pierced the heart of the shadows, while Orion's sword cut through the tendrils like a knife through silk. Cygnus's healing touch brought strength and renewal to her companions, even as the darkness sought to drain their life force. And Stella herself was a beacon of hope and light, her very presence a balm to her companions. As the battle raged on, Stella and her companions poured every ounce of their love and light into the fight. They were determined to emerge victorious. With a final, mighty effort, Stella raised her hands to the heavens, calling upon the full power of the Stardust Lullaby. The shimmering particles swirled around her, forming a brilliant vortex of light that pulsed with the energy of a thousand suns. The darkness recoiled before the onslaught of light, its tendrils of shadow disintegrating into nothingness. The malevolent figure at the heart of the darkness let out a final anguished cry as it was consumed by the brilliance of the Stardust, its form shattering into a glittering smoke. As the last remnants of the darkness faded away, a profound sense of peace settled over the dream world. The barren landscape began to transform. Lush grass and delicate flowers sprouting from the once desolate ground. The sky above cleared, revealing a canopy of stars that shone with a gentle, soothing light. Stella and her companions stood amidst the newly reborn dream world, their hearts filled with a quiet joy. They had faced the darkness and emerged victorious, their love and courage triumphing over even the deepest despair. As the dream world continued to heal and flourish, Stella knew that it was time for her to return to the stars. Her mission on Earth had been accomplished, and the dreamers of the world could now rest easy, knowing that their dreams were safe and cherished. Lyra, Orion, and Cygnus gathered around Stella, their eyes shining with tears of gratitude and affection. They knew that they would miss their celestial friend dearly, but they also understood that her presence would always be with them, watching over them from the heavens above. Stella embraced each of her companions in turn, whispering words of love and encouragement in their ears. She knew that they would continue to protect the dreams of Earth, and that they would always hold a special place in her heart. As Stella began to ascend back into the sky, the stardust lullaby swirled around her, its gentle melody filling the air. The dreamers of Earth stirred in their sleep, their faces softening into expressions of pure peace and contentment. Higher and higher Stella rose, until she was nothing more than a distant speck of light amidst the vast expanse of the cosmos. But the dreamers of Earth knew that she would always be with them, her love and light guiding them through even the darkest of nights. And so, the legend of Stella, the guardian of dreams, was told far and wide as her legacy lived on in the hearts and minds of all those who had been touched by her presence. A reminder of the power of love and the unbreakable strength of the human spirit. As the dreamers of Earth drifted off into a peaceful slumber, the stardust lullaby continued to weave its gentle magic, wrapping them in a blanket of comfort and serenity. The soft, twinkling light of the stars seemed to pulse in time with the beating of their hearts, a cosmic symphony of love and unity. And though the challenges of the waking world would always be waiting for them on the other side of their dreams, the dreamers knew that they were not alone. They had the love of their celestial guardian, and the strength of their own indomitable spirits to guide them through whatever trials lay ahead. So let us all take a moment to close our eyes and let the stardust lullaby work its gentle magic upon our weary souls. Let us drift off into the realm of dreams, secure in the knowledge that we are loved, cherished, and forever protected by the guardian of our most precious imaginings. Good night, dear dreamers. May your slumber be deep, your dreams be sweet, and your hearts be forever filled with the light of hope and the unbreakable power of love.